real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. The last few days we've been talking about the disciples and how indignant they were when James and John's mom came to Jesus and said, "Grant that my two kids might sit on your right and on your left hand." And then Jesus has a conversation with them, kind of straightens them out. And when the other 10 heard about it, they were indignant. Now, Jesus knew that, and he says this in verse 25. But Jesus called to them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them, but it shall not be so among you." What does Jesus mean by that? He says, basically, abusing power is by exercising authority over those with less power. You can abuse your power if you want to. And that's what Jesus was saying. Now, he gave an example of the Gentiles, namely the Roman government and also the Jewish leaders, right? But especially the Roman government. Think about what they did to Jesus. They nailed him to the cross. Think about what Herod Agrippa did when he basically killed James, beheaded him, and then said, "I'm going to do the same thing with Peter." And then think about what Nero did in the first century to Christians, persecuting them by killing them. I mean, they lorded over their exercise. They abused their authority over other people for their own glory and out of spite and to show their authority. Now, think about that. What current day examples do we have of those who are abusing their power? Think about Vladimir Putin. Think about what he did in attacking Ukraine, the innocent people of Ukraine. I mean, killing innocent children and women and, of course, civilians. He did it over and over and over again, and he won't stop. That is abusing power. I remember in third grade, I had a third grade teacher that loved power. She loved to intimidate kids, and every day I would wake up with a stomachache because it was so stressful for me to go to class when she would abuse her power in such a way. She intimidated kids, and kids would shake in their boots when she'd get angry. Why? Because the power had gone to her head and she loved abusing that power. So here's the bottom line of this devotion. If you're in charge, now I've had some ladies who've come to me and said, "Well, I'm in charge of my husband." If you're in charge, think about the folks down through the course of your life who you really respected as those who were in authority. What were they like? They probably were filled with grace and empathy and kindness. I've worked for some people that were really good bosses and some people that weren't such good bosses, right? And the three characteristics that my good bosses pretty much had in common is they led with kindness, they led with grace, and they led with empathy. They exuded kindness to the people that they ministered to and were over and exercised authority over. They exercised kindness. They covered people with grace when they made mistakes. And when people were hurting, they would try to identify their pain, feel their hurt, and try to put themselves in those people's shoes. So think about your leadership style. Are you the kind of person who exercises and abuses authority over other people? Or do you lead with kindness, grace, and empathy? May I encourage you to lead that way. Jesus was giving the disciples an example saying, don't be like the Gentiles who lord over, who abuse their authority over other people. Lead with kindness, grace, and empathy. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.